Wednesday. Today's April the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today to talk about the H2 Ohio program and visit with Terry Mesher. Terry's with the Ohio Department of Agriculture, spearheading efforts with H2 Ohio. We're going to get a recap on some of the recent new signups and re-enrollment that took place and what the program looks like moving forward. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Terry Mesher with the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Terry, we want to talk H2 Ohio this morning. It's been a busy season for the H2 Ohio program. A lot of enrollment, both new enrollments and re-enrollments. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Dusty, good morning. We just wrapped up our new enrollment effort in the Maumee area, the 14 counties that originally signed up for H2 Ohio. Saw a very good turnout on enrollment. We had about 90% of our producers that were originally enrolled, re-enrolled in the program when we added about another, I'm going to say, 25% of that number back into as new enrollment. So about a 32% increase overall in acres that have enrolled for VNMP development at this point.
That has to make you feel good, both the re-enrollment showing that it's a program that farmers have embraced and have found a way to make it work for them, and then the fact that some new guys have come on board as well.
Yeah. It was a pretty heavy lift. I mean, the governor's office gave us a goal within this biennium budget to get to a footprint of 2 million acres across the Western Lake Erie Basin, and, you know, tall order. But with this enrollment, we had a goal of about 1.4 million acres, and we got just shy of 1.3. So,
okay.
So we've got a pretty good response, a very large response, an incredible response from the producers in the region. Next step on that enrollment then is to develop and complete the voluntary nutrient management plans, as well as identify the actual practices that are going to go on the individual fields moving forward. So that's our goal over the next two and a half months is to get that heavy lift completed. So.
Well, let's talk about the contracts that have been signed or are being developed and the MyFarms program and how that all integrates together.
Absolutely. You've heard me say many times that when we started this program, the last thing on our mind was how to manage all the contracts. And that certainly provided a pretty good challenge for ODA as well as for the soil and water districts over the last many years. So about a year and a half ago, we started looking into software programs that could help us not only manage the H2 Ohio contract, but also develop the nutrient management plan, help track practice implementation, and help the soil and water districts and ODA staff on the verification side of it. So we're really excited. We've been working with MyFarms to integrate that software, like I said, for the last year and a half, and they've done a phenomenal job in helping us bring the H2 Ohio program to a digital platform. Right now we have that 1.3 million acres uploaded into the system, and we're having our district folks go through and develop those nutrient management plans. Certainly, as with everything, this is custom built software. So we're working through some hiccups, a little bumps in the roads, but really we have seen a fantastic response in the software development, as well as the overall quality control within the nutrient management plan itself. So we're really excited about where we're going with that.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Terry after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, sure. We're going to continue our discussion now with Terry Mesher from the Ohio Department of Agriculture, giving us updates on the H2 Ohio program. Let's talk statewide, some of the other plans you have.
Yeah, for statewide, you know, H2 Ohio is funded with taxpayer money. That certainly those taxpayers are paying from all over the state, not just in Northwest Ohio. So we wanted to start looking at expanding the program statewide. One of the things we did with this funding that we've got for H2 Ohio for 24 and for 25 is to expand the program statewide. Our initial efforts in this next 2 years will be to bring in about 500,000 acres of cropland into the program from the other 64 counties across the state. We will only be offering offering, the nutrient management plan development. Mm-hmm. And again, what's driving our effort here is really to start the get some experience with nutrient management planning and program management at the soil and water district level. Afford the districts to start building more relationships with some of their consultants and ag retailers in the region to do that. So 500,000 acres across the other 64 counties. It won't have the same feel as what it has had up here in the Western Lake Erie Basin, but what we're trying to do is set a foundation for a larger rollout and a larger effort in 2026 and 2027.
And that makes a lot of sense. I know with the original program, that voluntary nutrient management plan was really the ticket to participate or the ticket to get into the game. And so getting those developed just seems like a good foundational level to start and build the program from there.
Yeah, and really our focus, most of the water quality concerns that we have from agriculture production, connect back to the cropland production practices. So, you know, with this approach, with the nutrient management plan, it allows us to focus on nitrogen management, focus on phosphorus management, as well as erosion. And those three things, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment, are probably the biggest pollution concerns that we have coming from production agriculture today.
Sure.
From a water quality standpoint.
That makes sense. What are some of the other projects you guys are looking at?
You know, one of the things that was always on the list for H2 Ohio for ODA was water management. And, you know, we wanted to roll the program out quickly. We had some thoughts on the water management. But starting late in 2022 and again in 2023, we took applications in for conservation ditches. Mm-hmm. We've had a pretty good response. We've got about 20 projects total that we're funding through that program right now. So the conservation ditches, as we look at them, take up a larger footprint across the landscape. That's why, you know, traditionally they haven't been put in place. The H2 Ohio funding allows for some additional funds to make up for some of that difference, pays a lot of the construction costs. But really what we're excited about at ODA is those conservation ditches allow for some infrastructure to process nutrients once they've gotten away from the field. They're long-term. They'll be there for the long haul. And the way we're putting them in, we're putting them in through a public process, whether it be through the Soil and Water District or County Engineer, also brings those channels onto a maintenance program. So long-term, we have the sediment removal, and we have the maintenance of that channel, and we'll be able to maintain that nutrient processing capacity for the long-term.
Again, my guest today, Terry Mesher with the Ohio Department of Agriculture, giving us an update on the status of the H2 Ohio program. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.